All right, go. That's an introduction. Thanks to Gabrielle, our child. It was very Nicolas Cage.
It was.
Yeah, you could let's go. And I don't really, I mean, I could do it. Let's see if I can think of a quick introduction for this movie.
Well, you got yourself a nice coffee.
Yeah.
And I said to you, did you push the button to get that?
Yeah, no, I pushed the button for thermonuclear war.
Oh.
So my bad.
Sorry. So, who wants to freeze your head?
That's, I was going to say that. Thanks. That's my line.
Sorry.
We watched the movie Monsters vs. Aliens.
We did.
From the grand old year of 2009. Yep.
I thought it was even earlier than that.
No, 2009. We watched it later than that. This movie was great. We watched it lots because our kids were obsessed with it. Whoa, you've turned the light on. I can see.
I couldn't read. And it wasn't because I couldn't read it because it was bad. I couldn't read it because it was too dark.
Budget of this movie.
Budget, yes.
Was $175 million.
Yes, okay.
Would you like to hazard a guess for the box office, as I say every week? Oh, by the way, this is Scriptical. That's David. I'm leaving.
Oh, hi, yeah, guys. Wow,
we went straight into it.
Yeah, well, go.
There's a hole in your shirt.
She told us to say, go. No, don't. This is my good shirt.
Oh, no, not anymore. It's not.
Yes, it's my, I like this shirt. It has four people's names on it.
I can create you a new shirt. Tom, Dick, Harry, and Lucy.
No, I like Lucy. This shirt. This is comfortable. It's a really nice shirt. It's a good colour.
Okay.
Anyway. It's poo brown. It's very nice.
No one can see it. I know. That's why I gave it the description of poo brown.
Yeah. With four names and an ampersand on it. Mm. So,
mm-hmm.
I have to guess.
Mm.
$275 million.
Mm-mm.
Higher.
Higher.
Oh, 400.
Or lower.
375.
Close. $381.5 million.
Yeah, okay. It did well then.
It did do quite well. And with a bang-up cast. So,
A bang-up cast.
Shut up.
Who's the staff of this movie, as we would call it?
So, Reese with a fork.
Oh, nice.
Or a knife, depending what she's feeling like. Probably with a spoon, mostly.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd. Another Paul Rudd movie for the list. Tick.
Paul Rudd.
Yep. I picked it and realised it had Paul Rudd in it. It's not like I'm doing it on purpose, I swear to God. Seth Rogen.
Yes.
Renee Zellweger. Both have, this is their third DreamWorks movie.
Renee Zellweger?
Yes. Yeah.
Who's Renee Zellweger?
You don't know who she plays in this movie? Maybe we'll look it up later.
She the mum?
I don't think she's the mum, no. She might be one of the friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's definitely in this movie.
I didn't know that.
I looked it up and I couldn't remember the character.
Of all the people to list, she should be way down the list.
Yeah, well, she is, but I put them together.
Yeah.
Thanks for... I know she is way down the list, but I put her together with Seth because this is their third DreamWorks movie.
Oh, no, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why I bunched them together.
Their third DreamWorks movie.
Yes.
So Seth Rogen.
At this point.
DreamWorks, Seth Rogen.
Yep. Are you trying to think of all the other...
I'm trying to think of the other DreamWorks Seth Rogen movies.
I would imagine Horton, He's a Who's in there.
Is that DreamWorks?
I'm sure it is. Kung Fu Panda is also the one yelling out from the sidelines.
Kung Fu Panda. And there would have been two Kung Fu Panda movies. That might be he's the third one.
Possibly. 2009?
Yeah, because I feel like Horton, He's a Who... May not have been DreamWorks. Might have been DreamWorks. Don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. Renee Zellweger.
Wow.
Rosé.
She's Milwager. Delicious. Shall I continue with the stuff?
Yes, please do. Okay. I'm losing my mind.
All right. Hugh Laurie.
Yes.
Will Arnett. And yep. Batman. Amy Poehler. Kiefer Sutherland. Rainn Wilson.
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
Julie,
he's a very brave president.
He is. I'm a brave president. Julie White, Jeffrey Tambor.
Yep.
And John Kransky.
Yes. Okay.
Now,
it's Kransky, is it?
I wrote down Kransky.
Okay.
Do you want to second guess everything I've written today?
No. Off to a cracking start. Yeah, sorry.
That's what I've written. I was very careful with the notes. The reporter in the American version,
which is the version we watch because we watch from streaming,
is Ed Helms.
Yes, but there's an Australian version.
Yep. Do you want me to say it or do you want
to
say it?
No, because every time when I watched it, I was like, hold on, this guy's voice is not right.
Yeah. So what they did was they did like areas and they did their specific main, like, reporters. So we got Koshy, David Kosh.
Yes, we did.
I wish we hadn't. Ed Helms is much better. Just leave Ed Helms. It's fine.
Yeah, it didn't make sense because it's stupid. Why there would be an Australian? Kosh says it, he says exactly the same lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell he's just reading something else someone else would say.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like it comes from that voice.
It would be funny the one where it goes, UFOs landed in whatever in America. Yeah. The only place UFOs seem to land. That should have been an Australian voice.
Yes.
Or another international voice because that's funny.
Yes.
Americans saying that, it's not funny.
No, it's not as funny.
It's not. Okay. I have a fuck ton of trivia. That is the metric measurement.
A fuck ton.
A fuck ton.
Fuck ton.
So, yep. Bob.
Yes.
He has been animated, fuck, I can't even talk, with 12,000 bubbles in him.
Wow.
Yep.
12,000 bubbles.
He is highly carbonated.
He really is.
Yep. Now, this movie is the first computer animated movie directly produced in a stereoscopic 3D. Don't talk over me.
Yeah.
3D format instead of being converted into 3D after the fact.
Okay. That sounds very technical.
Yes.
But I don't know what that means.
So it's the first computer animated movie.
Okay.
So they did it in a 3D format rather than drawing it
and then
animating it into 3D after the fact.
Okay.
So it's the first movie that has done that.
Wow. All right. Yep.
If this movie had been rendered on one computer, it would have taken them 4,071 years to do so.
Wow. So you're telling me that in ancient Greece, they started to film this movie?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Remember when Bob ate Kratos?
Yes, he did. Bob did eat Kratos. Bob
ate Kratos.
Yep. He was in the first Olympics.
Was he?
Yes. He was the javelin.
Oh, was he? I would have gone with shot put.
Shot put. Discus.
Discus, yeah.
Discus probably would have been better.
Yeah. Well, he was naked too, which is what they were.
This is the most expensive, I don't know if it's to date, probably not to date now, but it was marked as the most expensive animated movie that was not Disney Pixar.
Yeah.
Animators used 120 terabytes of data to do this movie.
That's a lot.
Yeah. 6 terabytes just for the explosion scene. Several hundred HP, now this is the model, XW8600 workstations were used. Several hundred computers.
So that cut those years down a little bit then.
Correct, that's right. Otherwise, if they'd done it on the one, it would have taken them a very long time.
Yes.
This is DreamWorks' second biggest opening non-sequel behind Kung Fu Panda.
Okay.
Hugh Laurie was chosen when Dave Burgess animated a test version of him using the voiceover of him accepting his Emmy Award. So Hugh Laurie was accepting his Emmy Award. He used the sign over that. Yeah. He did an animation of that of him as Cockroach, Dr. Cockroach, and went, yep, we'll have him.
Yeah, he's imagine the one
that. Imagine a cockroach sitting there accepting an Emmy.
So I wonder who else was up for the Emmy that year.
I don't know. And
it was really interesting that was the other person.
I think having a British person as the scientist.
Yeah, it makes
sense. Was good, yeah.
He's very good as well.
Yeah, there can't be that many American scientists, surely. Can't be.
No. Well, I mean, they had to import Oppenheimer from Germany, so.
Correct. That's correct. Nice one. So originally, Galaxar was to be Galacticon and was supposed to be female.
Uh huh.
But after the downer of a female villain turned out to be in Madagascar, escaped Africa. They decide to change it.
Yeah.
So they realise the girl villain's no good. Let's go and make him a dude.
Yeah, because it wasn't very good.
Yeah. I don't think girl villains do good in movies.
Because no, the same thing as
Angry
ones.
Birds, she's a girl villain.
Yeah.
And even in the Lego movie, you just can't hate them as much as you can hate a male villain. For me, anyway.
I mean, yeah, maybe I mean, I'm there's sexist. Things I could say, but
no, you can't.
I'm not going to because it would get us cancelled.
Correct. There was originally another character. Rex, a super android, but they decided to let him go and they went with the 50,000 pound woman.
Okay.
So Susan could have been Rex.
Okay.
An android.
As Susan.
Yeah, she's so better at Susan. I don't know how you'd have the angst of being wanting to be human again and stuff like that. So I don't know how they would have worked
I'm assuming it was a completely different story.
Yeah, must have been.
Because they did start 4,071 years ago. So,
that's true. It's true.
You know, Rex
I said if they'd put it on one computer.
No, I'm just saying.
Did you miss that fact?
Well,
they didn't. They had several hundred computers. Okay. You're not listening to my facts.
I listen to your facts.
Are you sure?
I was just trying to make a joke.
Because you sound like an evil villain.
Like Galacticon.
Yeah. No, that's a female.
Oh.
You're Galaxar. You're not listening to the facts. I love how
Galaxar had to be Galaxar because Galacticon can't be a guy's name.
No, it could. It doesn't. I don't know how Galacticon sounds so female, but it's not. Maybe because she was an icon. Uh-huh. Anyway.
Okay, can I just say, in the worlds of the worlds of villain, right,
mm-hmm.
you can have female villains, but animated female villains don't seem to do as well. But if you think about things like, what's her name? What's that one?
Why would you say animated villains don't do so well?
I don't know. I just feel like I don't know what the reason is, but I've never known, maybe Cruella de Vil is probably the only female animated villain that's kind of Maleficent, that mm-hmm. kind of one.
Yeah.
Maybe those two.
Yeah.
But... like, I don't know. I feel like
women have a lot of shit they'd be angry about. And
but it just doesn't seem to work, does it? Like,
well, it depends how you draw them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the thing. They have to look a certain way. But I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Real life women as villains works.
Yeah. Because we've had enough of everyone's shit.
Yeah.
And we're going to tell you that.
Cool. Kick off.
It took a total of 500 artists to create this movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is not including production, crew, or actors. Just 500 people.
Just drawing shit.
And on the computer. They started this movie in January 2005
mm-hmm.
and finally finished it in March, April of 2009. This movie was released about May of 2009. That's it.
That's it.
Let's start the podcast.
It's time to start the podcast.
I have two A4 pages of notes for this one. I know you didn't write as much for this movie.
I have one, two, and a couple of lines. Oh. That 1.5 is a small episode for me. 2 is a reasonable size. So
okay.
I didn't write a lot in some parts.
No, you were watching more than I saw you writing, that's all.
Yeah, but as you do stuff, mm-hmm. I feel like I will weigh in on some things because I didn't write everything.
We all know David loves to talk. Over me. He's done it already. Finishing off my notes and everything.
Yes, I have. would you like to begin the recording of the podcast?
I said that. Let's start the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
But I've renounced it.
Would you like to start?
Okay. Well, my first one is where the nerds find the spaceship, the asteroid.
Yeah, I'm going here for that.
Oh, haven't you?
No.
I said, what if the lazy nerd took the job because he actually believed in extraterrestrial life?
You think that nerds like that would both want to do it? I love the fact that
he only took this job because nothing ever happens.
Yeah. I mean, we have a tangential link to a person who basically had a job where they didn't work unless something went wrong.
Yeah. A lot of people have jobs. That's what ambulance officers are. Police officers.
Yeah, but I feel like police doctors. And ambulance kind of patrol and there's a lot more that actually happens. Whereas what they're doing is a job where it's very rare for something to happen that goes wrong. Like the person I'm talking about was in like an IT kind of thing and only had to work if the ATM machine went down
mm-hmm.
or the FPOS machine at like certain places.
I feel like that goes down quite a bit though. There's a lot of jobs based on this.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. But, yeah, anyway, look, you'd think that they would be massive nerds.
The people at the Cheesecake Shop only work there when people are too lazy to make a cake or forgot someone's birthday.
Okay.
They're all there just in case.
Yeah, I suppose.
Mm.
I suppose. You think that they would be, but it's funny because they do this little bait and switch for you because they've got the two of them and you think that one of them's going to be the, like, whatever, and then he all of a sudden becomes the guy who does everything. Like,
yes.
He's like, he knows what he should be doing.
Yeah, he's got his shit together. Okay. All right, so the next one. My next one isn't until she gets woken up by her bridal party.
Yeah. I haven't got anything until her actual wedding day.
The wedding day. Okay, all right. So she gets woken up at the bridal party and you see Derek Dieterman telling the weather.
Yes.
The perfect weather to marry Susan Murphy. And I went, what if the weather wasn't good enough to marry Susan Murphy? Would he cancel it? Would they not be there?
Derek Dieterman says whatever he has to make everyone love him.
Yep. Yes.
That's why he says what he's saying. Yes. He doesn't give a shit about Susan.
Well, he wants the majority.
Does he love Susan? Why is he marrying her?
He probably does love her, but he's in love with himself more.
That's true.
Yeah.
I always find it weird in these kind of movies where someone is turned out to be the bad guy and you're like, but what's their motivation? Like, why does he do this?
He's not bad, but he's just, he, look, I get it. You know, if you grew up quite big, it's going to be very, don't look at me like that. It's going to be very difficult to live our normal life.
It'd like, make it really hard, wouldn't it?
Correct. Well done. So I get that, but he is always, like, he's, the fact that he's cancelled their honeymoon.
Yes. So he can get it. So
he has a job opportunity. Is very selfish.
Fresno.
I said, if the weather wasn't good enough, she wouldn't be. They wouldn't be standing out there in that little, what was it, pergola thing.
Yeah.
She'd be, you know, be somewhere inside. So if it was raining.
Yes.
So no asteroid hit.
Yep.
No giant onlooker. Yep.
No, but what? Okay, so if that doesn't happen, he's okay. So he, where does he get the job offer? Does he get the job offer between when he does the morning news and when he turns up at the wedding?
Possibly, or it could be even earlier, but he hasn't spoken to her since the night before. Yeah.
But he decides on their wedding day to say this, right?
Yes.
And say, we're not going to Paris. What if he just doesn't say anything until after the wedding?
Yeah.
Because him not talking about Fresno, if she still thinks she's going to Paris, right? And then the media, like,
she wouldn't have run away.
Yeah, she doesn't do that. Yep. So the media doesn't hit her, or it go. What happens if it hits both of them?
Yep.
So they become like the ginomic pair.
Yep.
Or they get half of it each.
Yep. Maps extra large.
Maybe.
I said, what if Susan's dad had a pair? My God, he is. I just want you to know. I'm like, oh God, that's gross.
So I want to ask this question.
You're gonna cry, then I'm gonna cry.
Did they model her dad on Richard Nixon?
Maybe they did.
Because he looks like he's I am not a crook.
I am not an emotionally stable man.
Yeah. I only get to see Derek's mum.
Yes.
And Derek's mum who has the weird thumb. Yeah. That she's never noticed before.
Oh, I was just about to say that. What if Susan knew all health defects prior to marriage?
She would have noticed this.
Yeah, how would she have not seen her right left thumb?
Mama Deedle.
Mm-hmm.
Has she been having gloves on all the time?
Maybe she has. Maybe she's had her hand in her pocket, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, she had one hand in a pocket and the other one's got a tiny thumb.
Yep, giving high fives to everyone with a weird thumb. I said, what if Susan ran off upset? So rather than stay in the in the thing, he leaves.
Yeah.
She gets upset and runs away. Yes. And there would be no media or
clash. No media, yeah.
Yep.
There's a lot of ways to not have her hit by the media, but then the movie
she runs into the path of it.
Okay, so my one is, what if she just stood still?
Yeah.
She actually runs to where it lands.
Yeah, she really does.
She just stood there. It would have landed well and truly like 100 metres past her.
Everyone knows, if something's like heading directly for you, do a couple of zigzags, especially if it's a rolling ball.
Or you run back the other way, because it's still going to change direction.
Yeah, if anything, you should be running towards the object flying towards you, if it's coming out of the sky, of course.
This is the movie trope, right?
Yeah.
In every movie, this is the thing. And the only one that I ever agree with is in the Raiders of the Lost Ark, the Indiana Jones one. It is on a path, and
it's on a track, literally.
First of all, he does run, right? But he has to run, because if he doesn't, if he stops where that is, if we ever do that movie, then that boulder is going to block his way of getting out. He'll be stuck.
Yeah, there's nowhere for him to zig or zag.
So he knows, I've got to get past this thing, right? So he runs past it. But he can't run to the side or zig or zag. He has to just run straight out.
Yeah.
Now, that's the only movie that I've ever seen where that I don't agree with it. Every other movie, every other time, people just run directly in a straight line and the thing chases them.
Yeah.
If you run even just slightly to the left or to the right, it will eventually go past you.
Yeah.
It just makes no sense.
Yeah. If you're being attacked by a stampede of like bison or some sort of wildebeest, like hide behind a tree.
Probably.
Because they're going to run around said obstacle.
It probably makes most sense.
Yeah, it's just,
So this is a different thing.
And I know it's all fight and flight shit, but
it's obviously not a movie and it's a completely different thing. But when I go to the football with Dad and Callie, right, so my father and my niece, my dad decides to go to the toilet. I don't know why, because he's old, just likes to do it, right? So
I'm sure he doesn't decide to go to the toilet.
Well, he needs to.
But he tells him to go to the toilet.
He does it every time, right?
When you get there? No,
when we're leaving. Oh. So as we're leaving, there's a crowd of people, very much like wildebeest.
Yes.
Who are careening out the exit.
Yeah, and you're going against the grain to get to the toilets on the other side of the exit. Yeah.
So what we have to do is We tell him we're going to meet him, and this is pylon, and I've worked it out now. If you walk to this pylon and stand there,
yes, everyone goes
people will
you.
Just go around it because there's no way to get through it, right? Yes, so they will naturally kind of just go around us.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like you know, mm-hmm. like this. We're kind of hiding behind a thing, we're kind of in front of it, but you know, and that just works.
Yeah.
Naturally, that just works.
When I have similar things, so when I pick up our youngest from primary school pickup, the kids when the bell goes, the kids that run through the cola, it's mayhem.
Oh, of course it is.
Like, I genuinely do fear for my own life, especially if it's a Friday. Fuck, watch out. Friday, end of term. Oh, Jesus Christ. You want to hold everything nice and tight to your body. I would like to stand behind one of the posts, but there are bins there, which they cleverly put the posts there because kids are stupid.
Yeah.
So that's a smart thing to put there. So I stand on the other side of it. You'd be surprised how many times I still almost have collisions with kids.
Yeah.
So I'm their only buffer between that and a metal pole that's holding the cola up.
Yeah.
And they still come at me, bro.
And they still come at you.
Yep.
If you didn't stand there, you're doing public service there.
I feel like I am.
If you don't stand there, those
I'm
kids
putting
are
my life on the line.
All right, for the future generation.
Yep, that are fucking morons. Anyway.
Okay, so I had she to stand still.
Yeah.
And then, but she gets hit by the media.
Yes.
What if after being hit by a media, she told someone, I just got hit by a media, which she does say to her mum, but her mum says,
I feel like I got hit by a media. Also, before that, before even her mum comes out, what if others in the nearby church noticed a media hitting outside their church?
Exactly. Like, notice this fireball in the sky.
Yep.
What if people noticed it? Yes.
Did it not cause an earthquake?
You'd think it'd have to.
Yep.
Especially coming at that speed.
Yep.
And that how big it was.
It just, it's
also
like
it'd kill her.
It's like a rock hitting the sand.
Yes.
It does nothing explosive wise. It does nothing fiery wise. It should. Just, yeah, it should, but it doesn't.
Should leave a massive crater.
Yeah, it should actually like skim.
Yeah. That's what we've been told by
but
the movies.
Yeah, that's well, yeah, movies are bullshit, obviously, because this the
truth.
This
movie tells us exactly what happened.
Yeah, animation is based on truth and fact.
If a massive rock coming from outer space lands directly on you, you don't die,
you absorb its power.
You absorb its power.
Yeah, you don't get squished.
Yeah.
There was an instant transfer the minute it touched her.
Yeah.
Which then protected her and she was no longer killable.
Oh, okay. Yep. Fair enough. Yeah, we'll go with that.
I think that's what it was.
So, she gets cleaned up and the wedding starts.
Yep. They do a great job to clean her up.
They do a great job. They're fantastic. They bleach her clothes, obviously.
Yeah, I know. It's really good. They must get, like, white out and fix it all up.
It probably does. That's probably what ends up happening in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And then he lifts the veil.
Yep.
And says, you're glowing.
Yeah, no, literally, you're green.
Literally, you're green.
Yep.
And then she begins to grow.
She begins to ascend a size that is exceeding her dress capacity, but her dress holds still.
Yeah. Why does she have such stretchy clothes?
Wedding outfits are known to be elastic. Did you not know that?
Okay, so.
Remember when you took off my wedding dress on our wedding night and how elastic
it
was?
Some of it breaks. Some of it breaks, right? But, okay, I don't want to talk about the size of the breasts of a female animated character, but they are, you know, a normal person's size. By the time
Are you saying her breast size increase?
I'm saying her whole body size increase.
Yeah. But
what I'm saying is that area, I'm talking about the whole chest area, right?
Yeah.
So right around.
Yeah.
So from front to back.
Yeah.
Like whatever that measurement is, right? It goes about 10 times bigger.
Yeah.
Those
clothes
stretch that don't break.
Yeah.
And yet breaks on her legs a little bit. It covers all of her right points.
Slightly torn, but it stays on her. It's a bit shorter. It's funny. The loosest part of her gown tends to tear off because it's like an A-line skirt. It goes out and flares out.
Yeah.
So, and at the end of it, she's wearing like a mid-drift sort of skirt top dress.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's like she's ready to go clubbing.
It does, actually, because that's what she has to wear for, you know, for the next little bit of the scene.
Yeah, right before she
can't be naked.
No, because that would be inappropriate.
Yeah, so that's the whole reason
She picks up Derek.
Yeah.
Does she pick him up? She picked him up. Yeah, she does. She holds
him. Yeah, she and he goes, no hurt, Derek.
Yes, and I said, what if Derek died? What if she killed him, not knowing Derek, her own strength, and she just squeezes
she just squished him?
That'd be great.
Yes, that's he just pop. Like, his head just pops off
pop
like
off.
A whirligig.
Oh, gross. Gross. And then my next one is until she's in the facility.
Yeah, I think I've got one for the facility too. Yes, I do. So she gets pulled down. She gets hit with... I love the scene. I haven't got much for it, but I love the scene where they decide to get a syringe and they, like, use... They, like, everything is larger, so it's a big syringe. So, so who makes that syringe?
Is that like syringe company.
Yeah, so they've got a special syringe that's made. Mm-hmm. Then they get her and she throws it back. It hits a guy in the foot.
Yes.
And he goes, ah! His foot would explode. It wouldn't just fucking go, ah.
Well, he'd have a massive hole in his foot.
Yeah, because the hole in the thing's big.
Yeah.
So how did they know that she was? They'd need this big-ass syringe? Because they didn't know what was going to happen until they turned up.
No, they ran there knowing about the giant woman.
Yeah, but they were there
just chasing a meteor.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. How did they? That didn't make sense.
Maybe they thought an alien was going to come out of that. Not so much meteor, but they thought it was an alien ship crashing.
They needed a big syringe for it.
Maybe. Giant syringes are all the go in American military.
It really is.
That was a big breath. I felt that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I think everyone probably felt that.
Probably.
Okay, yeah, let's get to the point where she wakes up again.
Yeah.
And she thinks it's been a bad dream.
Keep going, because mine isn't until she gets her tour of her room. So she wakes up.
Yep.
She gets ejected out of her room.
Yes.
Sees there's food being squirted on the table for her. She doesn't even get it. She gets a fork in what seems to be a pile of super soft mashed potato.
Yes.
Not even a plate or anything. She's just treated like an animal, basically.
Yes, exactly right.
Then discovers her roommates.
And then she discovers the roommates. Yes. Yeah. And they ask her what she's called.
Yes.
And I said, what if Susan was scary?
It is scary.
Susan.
I knew a Susan in accounts. She was terrifying. If you did the wrong thing, my God, they'd be hell to pay.
Well, this goes with that at Susan.
Yep, this goes with that at Suzanne's. That's a difference.
It's the same
thing. In Australia, we call it Suzanne's.
It had a double S.
Suzanne.
Suzanne.
That shows your age, that does. A lot of people are going, who the fuck are you talking about?
Oh.
And then they all split up. Have you got that yet? Are you still doing?
So I've got one here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
you've got one there. Hopefully you have more than one there.
I've got a few. So what if I call them the monster department because God knows what they're actually called.
Area 51. Mongers,
whatever he is. Mm. Don't say that. You might get hit with
a dart
and get knocked out. Anyway, what if the people in the monster department work out how to extract the stuff from her?
Yeah.
Or what if they think, because they would have asked her what happened, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, the big meteor came down. They saw the meteor coming.
Mm-hmm.
She says a big meteor came down and then all of a sudden she grew large. And they're like, they would have looked at the meteor and there's really nothing to it probably.
Mm.
It's foreign, but they wouldn't have known anything about it.
They would have done tests on her.
Yeah.
Sit there as prisoners. They just tests on them.
Like, this is the whole thing, is that what if they'd gone... There's got to be a way to extract this stuff from her or do something.
Yeah.
And what if they worked out how to extract
it from her? The only scientist working in this facility is a giant cockroach.
That's true. Mm. And he's one of the prisoners.
Yep.
I don't understand why they haven't tried to do something.
He should be working for them.
Yes.
Give him the actual capabilities. He was able to make a nuclear bomb whilst in there from pizza boxes and shit. And
yeah.
Why is he not...
I don't know.
Why are they not hiring him?
I don't feel like... Warmonger actually wants to do... I don't feel this is a scientific endeavour.
No, it's a prison.
I feel this is a military endeavour.
Yeah, it's a prison.
And they're not scientifically doing it. They're just being a military.
No, but there were people in lab coats as she was going along the conveyor belt with clipboards whispering and taking notes. So I feel like there's some sort of science going on
tourists.
Here. They were on the tour. One of those self-guided ones, obviously.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I had. If they extract the stuff.
Yeah. The next bit I have is when he takes her back to her room.
Yep, keep going for that.
And he makes it homely-like.
Yeah, with the kitten.
And I said, what if after her request they hung an actual kitten from a real tree in her cell? A real kitten hanging from a real tree.
She just comes back the next day and it's just a kitten. Just hanging from a tree.
Preferably the animated Garfield would be good because he was shit. We watched that last night. So, yeah, I just thought that would take it to a whole new level. It would almost be like prison, like mind games.
Oh, my God, it would be.
So I just gave you what you wanted. What's wrong?
Wish granted.
Careful what you say in this place.
Exactly.
We make shit kitten. Happen. Hanging from a real tree.
That's so dark.
Right?
And I love it. I want that now.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, okay, keep going. My one's up till the alien probe turns up.
Yes. Well, the couple
yeah.
in the car
yeah.
so, is when so, it lands.
So Galaxar is awoken
from his slumber by to his say they found computer. Yep.
So what if the computer was also in charge of the Phantom Zone?
Yes. What if they detected the bright spark on Earth?
Yes.
I didn't even write that one down. That one just popped in my head like that. And then Marky Mark has to come out and
that's do some right. shit. The All Spark.
What did I say? Bright
you
Spark.
Said the Bright Spark.
That's the reason why that feel wasn't written it, down. Feel it. That came straight from my head. I'm proud of that.
Feel the Transformers.
The Bright Spark. Well, aren't you a Bright Spark?
We won't be doing Transformers.
No. Well, maybe. Not if now. I choose it. Not right now. Today. I said, what if Cuthbert left Katie behind? She runs out to investigate and he wants to join her.
Yes.
And then, you know, he breaks his
ankle.
He's going
to be left alone because he's a fucking girl.
Yeah, he's so gay.
He's not. It's not just he's gay. He's definitely gay, yeah. right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's also so feminine. Yes.
He's so precious.
He's so precious.
Precious.
Isn't he gymnastics? He's got like a gymnastics thing on him.
Gymnastics makes
him. He's a jock, yes. but he's a gymnastics jock.
He's one of those fired up guys.
Yes.
But the girl version, the bitch version of one of those couples.
Mm-hmm.
I hear there's a bitch and a butch in a gay couple. He is such the bitch.
I feel like that if there was a
she carries focus, him.
They would
congregate
would
around
congregate
it.
And clap around it.
Yes. Yeah. He breaks his ankle.
And she carries him.
I said, what if she also left him behind? They look like they get murdered.
Is she Renee Zellweger?
Possibly.
That could be her.
Possibly. Let me look it up because I
know
like it's going to bug you.
That could be her because of all the characters that it could be, I feel like that she has that kind of tone to her voice.
IMDb.
Monsters. And I feel like that might be where she is. But yeah, this is the thing: is she gives me Janine Garofalo feels.
Yeah, she's got a husky voice.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. Let me have a look and see who.
Katie.
Katie. Yes, you're right. Yeah. She's Katie.
Yeah, because it's just the voice. Yeah. And Renee Zellweger has the same voice.
John Krasinski, which I think I got wrong. I made him into a sausage. I must have been hungry when I wrote the notes.
I wanted to say that.
Yeah. Cuthbert. Yeah. So he's Cuthbert.
He's from like The Office or something?
Yeah. He's the nerdy looking dude with the big nose.
Which is funny. Okay. Yeah.
Amy Pohl is the computer.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Jeffrey Tambor is Carl Murphy, the dad.
Yes.
Julie White's the mum.
Yeah.
Julie White was from Transformers. She's what's her name's mum in Transformers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So here's something tangential. It won't make a lot of sense, but the character that Krasinski is playing.
Cuthbert, the gay guy.
No, when he's in The Office.
Oh, yes.
The character he's playing in The Office. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be the same as the character of another guy from The British Office. And that guy from The British Office is in, like, sci-fi. He's in that Halfway Across the Galaxy one or something, or one of those sort of ones.
Bruise.
So that kind of is a very tenuous link to an alien as well.
I found a bruise.
You found a bruise?
I have a bruise there. It looks like the ink from my tattoo has run, but it's a bruise.
Oh, you poor thing.
God knows.
My legs are all bloody bruised up.
There he goes. He has to make it about his injuries.
No, I'm just telling you.
Every single time.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
My vagina's sore.
Touché.
Go on. Show me how your balls ache.
No, I don't know. No. I'm sorry for your loss.
And then my next one isn't until they're doing the big thing where the president comes to.
Yep, that's what I've got.
Yep.
So I've got, what if the alien probe crushed the president?
I said, what if peaceful communication equaled four sets of missiles? And then I realized it's American. So that probably does. I said, what if whilst he played the keyboard, someone put a banana in the alien's tailpipe? Why didn't they do that?
That's so
good. I figured there's got to be a reason to picking that song, but that's probably just the only song he can play.
I think it's just he's cool.
Yeah.
I think I feel like they wanted him to play a saxophone, but they thought it'd be way too much.
Mm.
So they've just gone with this. But I love the where he does the try. He fires and he goes, eat lead.
Yes.
And he goes, apparently they're
alien
lead.
Robot.
And then evidently, and then he goes, I'm a brave president.
Evidently they eat lead. I do like the fact that in the what do you call it, the ideas room? You know, they're going, yes. Let him play play saxophone. Why don't we just get him to come on it instead? All right, that was a bad idea. Sorry. Put the robot in a blue dress.
Oh my god!
Give it a cigar.
Oh, that is so
too soon.
No, it's not too soon. It's right. Just wow. That's good. I like that.
What if the robot squished the president?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Alien crushes the president.
Mm. What if do something violent was an actual military command? Do something violent.
What if
that is yeah. that is what that's the command my uterus says every time I PMS.
Yeah. She, do something violent.
She calls out, do something violent. She's like, choose violence today, Lisa. Go for it. She earns, and then automatically I can give you a guide of how I look like how I feel when I've got PMS. Mm-hmm. I turn into the Terminator with yes. that red
the,
screen.
I was gonna say the red mist.
The red screen. Sometimes I look at you and I just get like red rage and you're not doing anything wrong, but I just want to kill you.
We record that.
Yeah, it's recorded. Every right, woman out there knows exactly how I feel.
Yeah, every man out there knows exactly how I feel.
Yeah, but yet you still poke the fucking Bears, don't you? We're bleeding and you're
the
like...
The Bears? North Sydney's a good team.
They are good, but they don't exist anymore.
Well, they exist, just not in first grade. Anyway...
Nobody cares, David.
Nobody cares.
You hear that? It's fucking crickets.
There's fucking crickets and again. And it wasn't even cricket. Coming. We're talking about league, not cricket. But anyway...
Why are you talking about my craft machine?
I don't know.
It's got nothing to do with this.
I don't know.
Move on.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, we go back to the room, the IDs room. What if they'd had an argument and one guy said, gentlemen, you can't fight in here, it's the war room. Mm. No, I've got another one. I don't know why I wrote Wilson. Oh, he gets upset, right?
Yeah, one of his guys is Wilson.
He does the thing. No, okay, so the president does his line and he gets... He goes to do something and he embarrasses himself.
Yes.
So he goes, Wilson, fire someone.
Yes,
I
sir.
Said, what if Wilson had fired Warmonger?
Yep.
And then he couldn't come in to give the monsters versus aliens idea thing.
What if Wilson was just looking for a way out and he just wanted to not be employed anymore?
And he wants to fire himself.
That's true.
What if he just fired someone but actually fired them out of a cannon?
Now, if he fires himself, is that equal quitting? And if that's the case, does he still have to fire someone else because he technically quit and not was fired?
But he
hang on, and was not fired. David's getting the cord for his laptop, which I was trying to disguise.
He can't fire another person because he already quit.
All right, but before... Oh, so he can't do that then. He has to stay employed at this job.
He has to stay employed so he can fire someone else.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone can still hear me.
Yeah, they can hear you.
Well, that's not the right cord.
You don't know how to plug it in properly? I can teach you how to plug it in.
I can teach you that.
Yes.
I need extension.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not long enough, baby.
Well, you heard it here first, people.
I'm not long enough. I don't know if they heard it because I'm so far away from
I was going to repeat it for them, but you just keep talking over me and mansplaining for me.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so...
I'm still not back.
I also said, shut up, I'm still talking. What if it did eat lead?
Oh, you're still back on that
yeah,
one.
Oh, just because I hadn't gotten... Someone jumped ahead.
Oh, did I? I'm
yeah.
sorry.
And I said, what if he launched all the nuclear missiles instead of ordering a latte? Well, then, you know, problem solved.
Well, no, because this thing has a deflector shield.
Yeah, but then...
It'll just deflect them off.
Yeah, so what? The only two people on Earth would be the robot and Giant Omega?
Pretty much.
They make it out like all these monsters are indestructible. Bob's indestructible.
Bob's definitely indestructible.
Cockroaches can survive a nuclear blast. Well, that's so the what cockroach will be there. And I don't know about... I don't know...
No, Link's not.
And Insectosaurus is also...
Well, he got made large by radiation.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that he
doesn't
can...
Doesn't mean he's not impervious to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like some people would survive.
Mm.
But then once again, this president, I feel like the Stephen Colbert is doing the president, right?
Yes.
I feel like he's basing it very loosely off the Dr. Strangelove president.
Mm. He probably is, and there was probably a factoid or trivia note about that.
Yeah.
But they also, like, one of the trivia notes was the fact that the song that he played on the keyboard was from Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, I know.
Silly trivia.
Some of them are silly trivia. Yeah. But I feel like this scene here is very heavily influenced by the kind of that Dr. Strangelove.
That's
bit.
A good trivia note. What other movie other than Beverly Hills Cop plays that music in it?
There is another one.
Is there more?
I'm sure there is.
That's a good note. That's important. Anyway, moving on.
I'm sure I've heard it on another movie somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Then they Mr. What's his name comes in, Monger.
Is it W-A-R Monger or is it W-R Monger?
I think it's W-R. He comes in and he talks about his aliens.
Yes.
And he gives them a play-by-play. And I said, what if Miss Ronson could get a hold of herself?
Oh, so before Warmonger actually walks in.
Yep.
he goes, oh, dang it, or whatever, and he goes, I don't want to be the president who, watched over the end of the world or something like that. Mm-hmm. He said something like this. And I said, what if the president just gave up and resigned?
Yeah.
So he wasn't the president anymore?
Yeah.
He's like, nah, I resign.
Mm-hmm. I quit this shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then leaves it up to a new president.
And then I went, what if nukes were an option?
Mm. I feel like they are. What if they could figure out what Oprah would do? She'd probably just want to talk to it.
What would Oprah do?
Invite it to a book club?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, what if they tried to... They did try to do the communication and it just moved forward, right?
Yeah, well, the communication they tried to do...
was dumb.
Yeah.
But that's from another movie. I'm sure it's from another movie where they try and communicate like that.
Yeah, do,
by the way, someone had to build that fucking staircase.
Yes, just in case.
That staircase
mm-hmm.
is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's built like... There's no way they'd send the president up there like that, by the way.
No, absolutely.
This is so dumb. That scene was so dumb. Yes. Anyway, we'll get back to...
They would have airdropped him onto that staircase. They wouldn't have made him walk all those steps.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a guy there waiting halfway up with a water bottle.
Yeah, as they should have. That's a lot of steps. I climbed the inside bit of Sydney Tower. What's it called? Yeah, Sydney Tower.
Yeah, Sydney.
It's called the Eye now. Yeah, Centre Point. That's right. And that's 100 flights of stairs. Mm-hmm. And no one was there offering me water, just saying.
No, that's pussy. Right. Although someone offered you a doorway where you open up and you could see out.
No one offered that. I thought, oh, look, air. I need air because this is a closed staircase. It's just like a little...
Yep.
Basic. So you
opened a doorway.
I opened the doorway and almost shat myself.
And it almost did the part from Roger Rabbit where he walks out of the doorway and falls.
No. So it had a grate. So I couldn't get out of the doorway.
Yeah.
It had like a screen door.
Yeah.
One of those really heavy-duty security ones.
Was it like CrimSafe?
Like, no, not like CrimSafe, like the one at my mum's house.
Oh, okay.
Beyond CrimSafe, actual metal bars.
Actual metal bars,
Hectic Wog screen door.
Hectic Wog
screen door. They got all the wogs.
That's the new brand name called Hectic Wog.
Man, I'd buy from them because I know they do a good job. Or maybe not. Actually, they wouldn't. Anyway.
That's probably why there's not a brand name called Hectic Wog.
Yeah.
Because people are like, yeah. Oh, no. No, actually, they would.
Actually,
they'd take shortcuts, wouldn't they?
What they'd do, they just have... so much, and they charge you less for cash. What they do is they'd have tiers of security.
Yeah.
So this one's our hectic door.
Yeah.
This one's our fully sick door.
Yeah.
And this one doesn't fully work, bro. But it is the budget line of our doors.
Doesn't fully work, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
All right.
Do you remember I told that story before about the doesn't fully work?
You did. Okay.
Keep going.
The video store.
Yeah, that's cool. Keep going.
It's hectic. Anyway, we'll move on from bashing out wogs. It's okay, guys. I can do that. I am one. Then there's a flash to the doctor doing experiments on Susan.
Yes.
To try and shrink her.
Susan.
Oh, it is scary. I scared myself. Mm. And I said, what if he killed her?
Yeah.
He uses a pizza box and some electrodes. It looks like he should have hooked him up to her nipples and not her temples.
What if they just didn't give him fucking electricity? Like,
yeah, I know.
They're giving him so much latitude.
Well, did they give him electricity? Did they give him like a Walkman to listen to?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, he's pretty smart. He's using a pizza box.
He's MacGyver.
Maybe the pizza box is, you know how they make those, you can make a solar oven with a pizza box. Maybe he's using something along those lines, even though they're underground and there's no sunlight. But maybe he's found UV a way. Lights. Maybe he's.
Maybe the lights have got UV in them.
And maybe he's hot wired like a light bulb or a PowerPoint.
Yeah,
he's pretty savvy.
He's pretty good.
He's probably reached the hectic tier of wog scientists. He
does the mad scientist laugh too.
He does more. Whoa. She goes, "Don't do it," and he goes, "Oh, sorry." If he killed her, he would be in a world of trouble. I said, what if Bob had experiments to finish? I don't know what he's working on. He could be working on stuff. Also, what if he deserved a chance to be with Derek?
Okay, you've jumped a little bit.
Yeah, I know. They've been given the offer to go and fight the robot. Yeah,
so I've got one before that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just the way that's...
Yeah, I realised it was not folded that way. Yep, move on. That's something irrelevant that people won't know about.
Yeah, there's a crease in my pants. Yep. That's all they need to know.
Wow. That leaves a lot to the imagination.
Oh, yeah, baby.
There's a crease in his pants and I had to go touch it.
Yes, please.
Oh, animated April, baby. It's lit.
Okay. So, what was I say?
I jumped a whole bit.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Welcome back.
So, he fries her. She wakes up and he goes, oh, you've probably grown a bit, whatever. And then
I think you've grown a couple of inches.
And then Link goes, no one ever gets out of here. We're never getting out of here. And then Bob goes, that's not true. The Invisible Man got out of here.
Yep.
He goes, no. No, he didn't.
He died. He died
in that chair. He's still there. I said, what if the Invisible Man's body, decomposing, left a bad smell in the room?
Yeah. Well, no, it's invisible odor. It's like gas. You have to put a scent on it so that people know it's there. Everything he does is invisible. Even his poops would probably be invisible.
Okay. Well, but
we'd have to ask Kevin Bacon for his opinion on what he thinks, because he's the only one that really knows.
He is the Hollow Man.
Yep. Yep. Yes. And then, like I said, mine's not the one until they're on the when they get
Isn't
out.
Isn't there another movie, Invisible? There's another Invisible Man movie.
Yeah,
too,
there's heaps.
From like the 80s.
It's like, yeah, and there's like a one from the 50s, 60s too.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, it's black and white from what I remember. Yep.
And then, so you've done the bit where Vet does have, do you have a chance with Derek?
Yes.
And I said, you know how I know you're gay? You want to be with Derek.
You want a chance with Derek. Actually, his other experiments to finish is maybe he's a novelist.
He is.
Maybe he writes stories.
He writes stories.
But Dad,
he knows
you never
people.
Taught me how to love. Only Gloop. He's the original Augustus Gloop.
He really is.
Mm.
Mm. I love Bob so much. The
Bob
first
is great.
Scene when you meet Bob, when he's throwing the ball back and then he throws his own eyeball.
His eye, yes. It's so good.
And then he goes, it's like the perfect role for Seth Rogen. I think it doesn't have a brain. It just works. It just
got
works
12,000 bubbles.
Yeah.
But no brain.
No.
Yeah.
Turns out you don't need one. Like, this is almost the perfect role for Seth Rogen. Because this is his whole shtick.
Oh,
he leans into it so well in this movie. It's so good. And everything he does, he just references someone else's life. Just
so I love him so much. To the point where if you got caught off in traffic and someone like, you idiot, don't you have a brain? And I would just yell out, turns out you don't need one. He's my hero in this movie. He is the best part of this movie, I believe, personally.
They get transferred to just outside of San Francisco.
That's right.
So where the robot's coming for them.
Yep, the robot, evil us, is coming.
That's right.
And then the robot...
And they need station.
The robot gets a smell of Miss Susan's pheromones.
Yeah, so it sort of comes towards
it
them.
It scans her.
Yeah, but it scans her later and then goes red and goes after her.
Yep.
But I think at first it knows it's somewhere there, so it starts to go towards
her. Well, that's where the media landed. That's where the
last
report of it.
That's right.
So that's where they're going from
San Francisco.
Because she goes, oh, I live not far from here.
That's right.
That's
so
my house, right?
It's
here.
Going towards where the rock was.
Correct.
And then it sees her and goes
yes,
for her.
That's right. And then they all put their attack on this robot in different in different variations.
Luke just tells them, hold on, I'm gonna take it on. And then just full on.
And the sound of him hitting it from its what do you call it, shield?
Yes.
He hits it. It's like I don't know how they do it, but it's like a fish hits the bonnet of a car.
Yes, it really is.
It's amazing. It's perfect. I don't know how they recreate that sound in animation wise, but it's brilliant. And he just goes, and I'm like,
I really did to tin can. And then what's the name? A deflective shield.
Yeah.
How
ironic or something, or like how typical.
How typical.
Yep.
How typical.
Yep.
I love that because he's kind of like, it is typical for this kind of movie.
Yep. You know what's even more typical?
What?
It's the fact that the only way that Bob gets involved is he gets stepped on.
Yes.
And then says, am I wearing him down?
I'm wearing him down.
Please tell me I'm wearing him down. So I said, what if Bob was wearing him down? You know, like when you,
you get sticky.
Sticky, when you chew, like you step on chewing gum.
Yeah.
And it irritates you?
What if Bob actually, because he's very elastic, right?
Yeah.
What if Bob, when he hits the ground, grabbed onto something?
Yeah.
And then they couldn't lift his foot?
Yes.
And then it tripped the thing over?
Yeah.
Because once the thing falls over, it's gone.
Or he was able to slide up his leg and do some damage.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, because he gets underneath the deflector shield. He's not being deflected by it.
No.
So that is the way to get up and under. You've got to go up and under, like a bit like an enema.
Up and inside.
Yeah.
He should have got all up in there.
He should have. When he got stepped on the first time, squished like that, when he got stepped on again, what if he went through like a little grate or something in his
foot?
Yeah,
that's how he was designed, but he's not designed that way.
No.
The robot has solid feet.
Yes.
But the fact that he gets in through the foot is a perfect plan.
Or like
no one
I
else
said,
able to
when he goes
it.
To step down, the only thing is this thing walks with four legs, right? So it probably is a bit more stable.
Yeah.
But if he grabbed it and he goes to lift up, you know what I mean?
It walks with four legs.
It does.
Does it?
Yeah, it walks with this weird four-leg thing.
Oh, I thought it just had the two.
No, but when it's shown a bit with Bob, You can see front legs moving and then see back legs moving.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm sure you can. Or maybe I thought
it was just the two.
Maybe I'm thinking... Maybe
that's how it tips it over. But yeah,
it
maybe...
It tips over because it gets caught and it gets pulled over.
I reckon Bob is... His material, it's not registering as anything solid.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the reason why.
Yeah, probably.
And it's probably... Obviously, it can't have a deflector shield on its foot. Otherwise, it would never be able to make a solid landing and, and walk on anything.
So that's the way to get to it.
Yeah.
So what if as they...
Or if the robot was like me, who's going through perimenopause at the moment, you know, when I get a hair on me and I can't stand it?
Yes.
What if he's like that? Like he's so irritated by something on his foot that he just can't progress with his mission until he sorts out with the fucking...
What's wrong? He's getting sticky on his foot like, oh.
Oh, it's so gross. And he wouldn't be able to walk properly. It'd be
and he's got no arms.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can't get things... Oh, he does have arms,
He
does. Actually.
He has claws, but he wouldn't be able to take his own... He wouldn't be able to get to it.
Imagine
he's
trying
like
to
a T-Rex.
Imagine if he did that and he went to go do it and he fell over and he couldn't get back up.
It's like if a T-Rex and a minion had a baby.
It does look like that.
That's what this robot
is. It's very minion-Rex.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll just explore that again. Like, if Bob grabbed onto something and he was... He'd probably get torn apart.
Yeah. So they tell Susan to go after the city.
Yeah.
And to watch out for the sirloin. It's a bit dicey. Again, more references.
The tenderloin.
Yeah.
It's a place in San Francisco.
Yeah. It's obviously a dicey place in the city. References lost on us in Australia.
I think, if I'm correct in this, and I might be incorrect, so people from San Francisco, tell me if I'm incorrect.
Come at us, bro.
But I believe that there is a place in San Francisco called the tenderloin, but there's also the meat that is tenderloin, which is all the little diced pieces of
meat. Right, so he's trying to be clever.
So I think it's like a play on words.
Right.
But for people who are not from San Francisco, I don't think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I thought
he was doing something, but God knows what it was.
I asked, what if there were people still in San Francisco? Because, you know, they tried to evacuate it.
Yeah.
But they maybe didn't get everyone out in time.
Yeah.
If there were still people who were, like, hunkered
down
and stuff.
Yeah, there'd be people hiding in buildings.
Because there's no one. It's a ghost town.
Yeah.
But there should be some people running for their lives.
I said, what if Susan met Sex in the City? There's just a girl. There's just a horse-faced girl with a cosmopolitan. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Jeez, honey, you're big. What size is your vibrator?
You're like Mr. Big. Except you're Mrs. Big.
Oh, man, if I was bi, I'd end you.
Oh my God.
I'd crawl up all in that. Anyway.
She'd be like Samantha.
Yeah. So they had a plan. Yes, Samantha would be raunchy as. He created a plan, Dr. Cockroach.
Yes.
And he's telling, what's his name again?
Link.
Link, thank you. They're telling Link the plan. And then all of a sudden Bob wrecks the plan. I said, what if Bob didn't wreck the plan? Do you think his plan would have actually worked?
Yeah, I've got one just before that. So when she's in the city, the thing's coming after her, and she does the whole run across the thing and fall down. Then she trips over a car.
Yep.
And so then she decides she's going to, like, roller skate with cars.
Correct.
And I said, what if cars had parking brakes?
Yes.
Those wheels would not be turning.
Yes.
She'd go to go like this and the whole thing wouldn't move and
she'd just fall over. Yep. Yep.
And then I said, what if Bob doesn't make them crash?
Yes.
So that's your one?
Yep. Susan pushes the robot over onto the... they're on the bridge?
No, yeah. So she's doing the thing on the bridge, right? Yep. So what she's doing, she's like skating on the street, but the robot is just going the closest
way.
It's
just cutting across.
It's just cutting across.
Goes through the river, straight to the bridge where she's headed for, yeah.
So she's there, and then the truck sees her, and it has the object may appear larger as well, which is a good little joke.
Yeah.
And it crashes, scissors. As I said. What if the truck didn't crash? Because if the truck just kept going, this is the thing, right?
She would have made it clear.
They've abandoned the city, but yet there's still traffic on this bridge.
Bumper to bumper.
Yeah, but it's also not like people trying to leave the town.
Both directions. Someone's going towards the said city that's been cleared.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like this part hasn't got the memo.
No.
And they're just operating as normal and everyone else has left.
We watched this bridge part. And I just turned to David and went, man, this is too soon.
Yeah, it does feel a bit. It's too soon. Although it wasn't a cable stay, the other one, so.
Doesn't matter.
It's a different type of bridge. To me, it matters.
Oh, to an engineer, yes, it does.
It makes a massive difference. Okay. But, so if the truck doesn't crash, right, then she just skates right across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
And this robot continues to chase her, right? And so she's then not going to get... It's going to be harder for the other guys to catch up to her because they catch up because
of the stoppage.
Of her stopping. And because she gets up and the robot's coming at her of the bridge.
Yeah.
And the Sectosaurus is dropped down next to it. There's a whole battle.
Yeah.
The whole thing kind of happens. But if she just makes her way across the bridge.
Yeah. Who knows where they end up.
They're in the suburbs somewhere.
Yes. She's running out of the city to where people have fled to.
Yeah. I don't know where she's the doing fuck the opposite. She lives. But she's going. So, it looks like she's trying to go home.
Yeah, probably.
What if she just stopped out front of her house and had an epic battle in a suburban street?
That'd be great. My parents would appreciate bringing that home.
They'd really love it.
Mm. I said, what if Susan pushing the robot over when they have the battle?
Yeah.
Pushes the robot onto a Sectosaurus and kills the Sectosaurus.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And my next one isn't too until they party at her parents' house.
Yeah, me too. I didn't really have much else for that. But they do defeat the robot.
Correct, yes.
And they also fuck up the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yep.
Very badly.
Yep.
Keep going.
So they're partying at Susan's parents' house. She goes to get Derek.
Yes.
And then the party continues without her.
Yep.
And I said, what if Link broke his neck on the diving board?
Oh, God. This guy is, he's like a fucking walking calamity, isn't he? He's three times knocked himself out, by
he's
the way.
He's very slippery, though. He's got no grip. He's all grip. He's all fins.
This is the third time in the movie that he's fallen over something. Yes,
yeah, he's just crashed. Yeah, he's not.
He just crashes into things constantly.
Well, as we saw from his training regime in the tank.
Yes.
He doesn't train.
No. Well, also, can I just say, in the tank, if I'm lifting weights in water,
mm-hmm.
it's not that heavy.
Yeah, no, it's not. Because
it floats away.
Yeah, that's the pun as well. Yeah, it floats away. He goes, oh, God, I can't believe I did 10 sets. Can I just say, on a side note from that little Schneid quest, I've been listening to Will Arnett's podcast with Jason Bateman and Sean, I forget his last name, Just Jack. Anyway, I'm going to call him Just Jack.
Sean Hayes,
thank you. I've been listening to
it, and I know who it is.
Yes, I know, sorry. I forget his name, sorry. I think I only really know him from Will and Grace. I don't really know, because he's more a musical guy, and I'm, as everybody knows, I'm not a musical person.
No, you're not.
But they were talking about fitness regimes, and Will Arnett was talking about the fact that he does this online thing and it keeps him accountable so that he works out. And Jason Bateman made the classic line. He goes, how long have you been doing it for? He goes, I've been doing it for months now. And he goes, oh, when are you expecting to see results? Oh. Such a burn. It was so good. So when I see, when I watch this and he's, he doesn't train. It's quite, there's a meeting of two worlds there. It's quite funny.
Results.
that's why I know you don't like this podcast, because it's them with other celebrities and it is very schmoozy, and I get that. And I'm not a very schmoozy person.
Yeah.
But every now and then the three of them attack each other quite personally, and it fills me with just that little bit of joy, and I don't know what it is. It just makes me so happy that they pick on each other, and there's just little quips at each other. It's quite
funny. I don't get it. I don't get that kind of podcast.
No, I know you don't get it.
But that's okay.
Mm. But yeah, I thought that was quite funny. When are you going to see results? Oh, so bad.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's definitely funny. I'm not saying you're not funny.
Jason Bateman, he's a funny guy. Like, I know he's funny because I've seen him in movies where he's funny.
Yeah.
But he's like remarkably funny. He needs to be in more comedy. Horrible Bosses, I don't find
that
funny.
You don't like Charlie Day, I think that's what throws that
one. No, it's not even that. It's just, it's cringe.
He plays the same ones. He plays cringe comedy.
It's ones where people are going to go and do a mistake, and you know they're doing the wrong thing, and it's just like, oh, I can see this happening.
Can I say that he does do comedies, but they're all like that?
That's the
thing. Everything that Bateman does is like
that. That's what I'm saying. He does a lot of things like that.
Yeah.
Office Christmas Party is not really, because he's not the one making the mistake. He's doing something for his employees, and even though he's been told not to do it, he's doing it anyway. But I feel like he's doing a good thing, and he's not as in funny in it.
But yeah, but it's all, everything goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing.
The one with him,
it's
and
not him making mistakes,
Melissa
everything goes wrong.
McCarthy?
The Identity Thief one.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because it's not the same thing again. It's bad things that happens to him. So but it's that cringe where you see something coming and you're like, this could all be avoided if that person wasn't an idiot, but they do it anyway.
True.
Anyway, that's a snuff schneid of that quest.
That's very schneidy.
Yep.
Okay, so I've got, so she goes to, have we got to the part where she gets
No,
to
not yet. They're at the party. I said, what if Bob picked up straight away?
Oh, Bob should pick up straight away.
His poor thing. He's been in the prison for, I shouldn't have said that was prison. Oh, God. He's so cute.
But he does pick up.
He does eventually get a number. Up. Yeah.
He pulls a number.
I don't.
My man pulled a number.
Yeah. I treated her like a ficus. One of those ficus jellies.
What if Derek was his wingman?
Maybe he should have just asked her lots of questions.
That's right. He should have just asked questions.
Yeah.
She doesn't really answer very much.
Do you want to be eaten?
Do you like the 14 pieces of pineapple?
Pineapple.
14 chunks of pineapple in you?
Yeah. I like my girls chunky, do you?
Oh, he does. He loves a good chunk.
So she busts Derek out of the studio.
Yeah, so she breaks into the...
She opens it up like a can of tuna.
Yeah.
And pulls him out.
What if she just tapped on the door gently and not waited for him to come outside?
No, she's got no restraint. She wants a fiancé. She loves him for some stupid reason.
Yeah, she wants Fresno. She's a big Fresno fan.
I said, what if she cut his head off as she hits his head as she pulls him out?
Yeah.
He dies three ways real quick.
Yeah.
So his head gets knocked off.
Yeah.
She sucks his face off when she kisses him.
Oh, I wonder if he likes that suction.
Not on his face, for sure. She would have ripped his cock clean off. Like, come on, she's that big. A little bit of suction from her.
Well, she can't...
He would have become
This could Nicolas become very Cage, gross, but she can't John do Travolta. Much for him anymore.
No, she cannot.
He could do a lot for her.
Yeah, yeah, he could crawl up. Now he'd be like a hot dog down a hallway, surely.
His whole body. I don't know. You never know.
She could do a little bit for him.
Yeah.
She could, like, blink her eyelashes on his bing.
Okay.
I reckon that was getting there. This is
getting very intense. So I've got...
Beat it like a tennis racket.
Beat it like Sugar Ray Leonard. So,
and then she also she could also kill him by squeezing him in half. So he dies three ways in that one scene.
Okay.
Sorry, I just had to finish that off before I talked about
okay. So in that winking same
him
scene.
Off. Winking him off. Yay, Lisa. Pat
you
on the back.
Can't clap yourself.
Yeah, I fucking can. I just did. And I also pat myself on the back. High five. No, I did it to myself.
I'll give you a five as well. I think that was a good one.
Thank you.
It was very good.
I don't need you to high five me.
They found Captain Winky. Anyway, so in that same scene, I said, what if Derek just plays along with Susan?
Yes.
Because he breaks it off with her.
Yeah, I don't know why he does that.
What if, well, this is the thing, right? If he just plays along and goes, well, we'll work it out, you know, whatever, but, you know, it's going to be hard, but I don't know what we can do, but, you know, we'll try and work something out.
Yeah.
If he did that right.
No, he's just a pussy. He got hurt. He got a little bit hurt from her grabbing him just a bit too roughly, and all of a sudden he's turned into a sensitive little fucker.
Well, he doesn't know.
Ooh! Ooh!
But he phrases it in a way like, I'm not looking to live in someone else's shadow.
Yes.
You know, this happened to you and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, it's not my problem.
Yeah.
You got big.
What if he just thought there could be a good angle for this eventually?
Yeah, it could be some shake and bake action.
He's a journalist. He'd be like, I might get the exclusive on her.
Yep.
You know, like I could get the exclusive on these monsters thing.
Yep.
I think he would play along if he was smart enough. Yeah, but what if he does play along? What if he plays along and says, oh, you know, I'll come out to your parents' place. Where are the other monsters? Oh, they're at my parents' place. Mm. Oh, we'll come out.
Yeah,
and
he goes, I'll bring a van.
I'll bring my friend, Jose, with the camera.
Jose. Oh, that's racial stereotyping at its best.
I wasn't doing it for that reason. I was doing it because in the last in the other animated movie we do, which is Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, it's the same. It's that same character, kind of character. Was I think it? His name actually is Jose. Anyway, okay. So, what if he plays along?
Yeah,
you know. And then she sits on the roof.
I said, what if Derek wasn't a giant douche? So you covered it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she walks away crying, whatever.
Yeah.
And she sits on this petrol station roof.
Yeah, that's inverted.
Said, yeah. What if she sits on the roof and the petrol station explodes?
Yeah.
And basically blows up underneath her and she gets shot up into the atmosphere.
That would be great. She could go straight to Galaxar's ship.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, instead of them beaming her up, she's coming at them and they're like, oh, she's coming at us.
Yes.
She's coming right for us.
Well, she's gone from suck to blow. So many quotes. So little time. They get all hyped up and she kicks the roof. So instead of it going inwards, it pops outwards.
Yes.
And she sends Bob flying into the atmosphere. Yeah, and I said,
Bob ends up on a Galaxar ship. Fucking everyone's getting on there.
I said, what if he never came back? What if he just flies
all
the way out?
Yeah, if he gets past the re-entry or whatever it's called, he's just gone.
That you have to be very nice to get rear-entry access.
No, re-entry, not rear-entry.
Oh, sorry.
No, I mean, like, once she gets past the gravitational pull of the Earth, you know how they've got to do that thing to make sure that they...
Yes, I know that part. I know that part.
Make sure their spaceship gets up.
But I love the fact...
This is the dirtiest episode we've ever done. It's a kids' movie. Oh, my God.
What if the sack of blue stuff never returns because it got blown off?
It's like something about Mary. It's like a big cum drop in Galaxar's head. He's quite tiny too. I love how he's a little, a little bad guy.
They make him look big, but he's tiny. Really little.
Yeah, he's a tiny dude.
He's not that little because she's huge, right?
No, but he's tiny in comparison to the other guys half as well. The height he's of like a normal else. Size. Yeah, he's a human size. He's not anything mad.
Yeah, he's like kind of half the size of a person.
Yeah, he's like a squid with extra long tentacles.
Yes.
Mm.
That I managed to do things with. Anyway, okay, so I still haven't got to the next bit yet.
I said, what if the government had picked up on a low-flying UFO in Modesto?
They should have.
Yeah, they're not. They're off their game.
No. Well, they fucking miss everything in this movie. Well, they've and just said, anything... maybe they're too busy trying to fix San Francisco's bridge.
Seriously, America, that's the only place UFO lands. You think you'd be on top of it.
Well, that's what they said at the start of the movie.
I know, so they should know better. They don't know better because they're Americans.
Because they're the cable guy.
They're an idiot. Okay, they're a collective idiot. I just realised I said they're
idiots. I just said the wrong quote. I did two different quotes. Because I'm the yo-yo guy. Let's I made him the cable guy. Because I'm Larry the cable guy.
Calm down, yo-yo master. Oh, my God. Maybe we should just go back to re-entry.
Help you out now.
Okay.
You know, it's Maynard because he's like the cable guy.
Oh, fuck me.
My brain is in a different place.
Wow, it really is.
Okay, so she kicks Bob up in the air and then Bob lands and then she's giving everyone a pep talk.
Amazing. We're all amazing. Yay, team us. And then she gets
sucked up. What if she turned to Nick or Sean and said, and he goes, because I'm awesome.
So you can all suck my dick. Remember if she did that? She goes, that's right, I'm amazing, so you can all suck my dick. That would be great.
So then one's got onto Galaxy's ship yet, even though two of them probably could have by what we just did. But the beam comes down.
Insectosaurus, you're huge. Where are you on this one, man? You can't pick up a light in the sky.
Yeah, like he's a fucking moth.
He should have seen it. Like, yeah, I know. Like, ooh, I want that. So
what are you doing, Insectosaurus?
She gets sucked up. Insectosaurus.
She gets sucked up.
She gets sucked up onto his ship. Yeah. And then Insectosaurus. I said, what if
before
he dies?
Before she gets the sucked up bit, right?
Sucked off. Yeah.
They start to drag her. Insectosaurus grabs, right?
Yeah.
And I said, what if they jumped into the beam with her?
Yes.
What if everyone went, oh, Susan's going, we're going to go with her.
Yeah.
And seven Insectosaurus grabbing them, they all jumped into the beam and they all get brought up together.
Yeah.
So when they're brought on the ship, there's five of them.
Yes, not
against
just the one.
Him
mm-hmm.
and Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
And she's too busy trying to get the Parks Department into order.
I, Robot.
Like if there was, even if the three of them, Dr. Cockroach, Link and Bob, had just, like, gone up with her,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they could still get there. Like, they're trying to stop her getting up there, but what if they ran up Insectosaurus and went up to try and grab her, and then the thing goes bang and hits Insectosaurus, and they all fall into the
thing, and they all get come killed. Up together. Yeah, or Insectosaurus dies. When he gets zapped, they all get zapped, and they all...
Yeah.
Whatever, do they thing together.
True.
I was going to do a funny joke then, but it passed. Never mind.
Oh, sorry. What's the funny joke?
I can't remember now.
It was good.
What if being held prisoner equaled wardrobe change?
Oh, I wrote that too.
Fabulous.
I actually wrote before he said it. And I said, what's with people changing Susan's clothes?
Without her knowledge. This is, there's no consent. She's been knocked out. I don't know how many times you have to be put like through chloroform or drugged that she's, you know, it's going to do some damage to her brain.
This is a very inappropriate, like, they're stripping this woman naked twice in this movie.
Correct.
And putting clothes on her,
putting her full body, and these, if it's anything
and
like.
And they're tight.
Yes. If there's anything like my leggings to do exercise, if she has an inkling of sweat on her body before they're putting it on, they got to lube her up or something.
How's this guy doing it by himself?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
He's the only one there.
Yeah, or maybe the robot's got robot arms to do it. Maybe there's a machine that automatically.
A clothing machine.
Yeah, it's a clothing
machine. Maybe it's like the from Quite a Good Chance of Meatballs.
That's right.
Which I've referenced three times now already.
Yes, I know. But are you picking that movie next? Because I feel like it's in your brain.
No, I'm not. I'm actually not. Are you picking a movie?
Because you're picking a movie. Yeah, but you could have picked it just because. No, but we can pick animated movies outside of April. Yeah,
no, we can, but I'm not going to. Okay. But this is the thing, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like spray on clothes.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe all her clothes are spray on.
Yeah, I know.
That's why they stretch.
Yeah. I said, what if, rather than dress her while she was knocked out, he extracted the stuff from her?
Yeah, maybe just do that first.
Yeah.
And then just he can take change her straight to the thing. And it'd be easier to put clothes on her.
Yeah.
Because he's got to get huge size clothes for her.
Just do her as she is. Guys out there, I just want you to know, just do her as she is. Don't try to change her. Don't try to make her fit what you think she should look like. Just do her as she is. Yeah. All right. Okay. So the next... Sorry, I read it in my notes and made myself laugh by one of mine. Okay. What if he didn't get so cocky? But then that's the trope of the bad guy. They've got to get so confident, tell her the whole plan...
Well, he doesn't tell her the whole plan. He tells her parts of the plan.
You know, he tells her the whole plan.
Oh, that's right. No, sorry. I thought he was
part of his history.
His history.
That's about him. Part. But he's basically telling her what, hello, Lana, he wants to do and what he's going to do to the earth. Okay. Then he should, so what if she just broke out before he started extracting? Like, she's able to break out of it.
Yep. Yeah. So I've got, he doesn't get to the extractor in time.
Yep. What if he just killed her? Does the energy go if she's dead? Is she indestructible?
Yeah, I think she's indestructible.
I feel like you can't kill her.
You need to extract it from her because he can't kill her.
Yes, so this energy makes her immortal, allegedly.
Well, sort of. Yeah. It makes her invulnerable to his attack.
It's got
to
have some sort of peroxide in there too because her hair is lit.
There's no mention
of her hair, but her hair goes white.
It goes very white.
Her hair is white as snow.
Why didn't they just make her blonde to start? Would have been easier if her hair just stayed the same colour. Yeah.
What if he did tell her too much? I feel like he's one of those, Lana, come over this side. If he's one of those talkers, come over this side. Jump up and go behind me. Come on.
So, yeah, the Galaxa story.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know, like, obviously it's intentionally they didn't give us the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to know what the story is because it's very interesting.
Yes. Yeah, he was an abused child from the sounds of it.
Yes.
Meets someone and she wants him to do something. Why'd you do that? Why'd you take her?
She's got
to
sit down.
She was stretching.
She wasn't stretching.
The look on my dog's face right now, consent was not given. You took the re-entrance.
Would you like me to put clothes on you without you knowing about it?
You'd like you haven't done it before. I was wearing a unicorn horn earlier today.
Oh, I didn't do it to you.
Yeah, but the fucking kids did. Your children made me look like a unicorn. Call the ASPCA ASAP. Can you get off my head?
RSPCA?
No, but I was making a joke. It's from a movie called the ASPCA ASAP. It's a joke. What are you looking at me for? She's talking to you.
I don't know, but I'm confused by the joke.
I know. Because it's got ASA. It's a plus.
Let's move on.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, so what if he just killed her? What if he did tell her too much?
Yep.
And then there's the bit of the, he puts a broadcast all over the world.
Yes.
Saying what he's going to do.
He's doing like a hologram in the sky.
Yep.
How does he do a hologram in the sky?
Just a recap.
Just a recap.
Do like that.
You're all gonna die.
He keeps it simple. I love it. Which causes into chaos. Yep. And then they're watching it from the Pentagon boardroom.
Yep.
And I said, what if there was a code brown?
The code brown's good.
I know. There's a code brown in my pants. I'll be back. I said, what if he flipped them off rather than saluted?
Yes.
Then they are dressed up like clones.
Yes, so they get in.
Link, Dr. Cockroach, and Bob.
Bob, yes. And yep. I've got, well, they sneak into the ship.
Mm-hmm.
By landing on it with
Munga.
Yeah.
If I'm not back in 25 minutes, just wait longer.
Yeah. If I'm not back in 24 hours, it'll be a whole series.
I'll be dead. Or maybe just late.
Or late.
Mm. Every time a woman gets a period and it comes late.
I'll be pregnant.
If you don't get your period, you might be late. Or pregnant. I don't know. Sorry. Monga's great.
I do love it. Keith Osama does such a good job.
You don't even recognize his voice. I love when animation, there's people doing voices and you don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
Or they're like Seth Rogen, who's just themselves no matter what role they play.
This one's good. This one's very, very good. So I've got, what if Bob doesn't shoot?
Mm. What if Link got the gun?
Yes.
I don't know if Link would be any better because he's just as clumsy.
Yeah.
But I feel like he would have had a better grip
but
on
Bob
it.
But Bob is not the one who shoots that lets the attention.
No.
Bob's the first one that shoots, right? And then I went, oh, what if Dr. Cockroach doesn't shoot? Because yes. He's the guy who ends up causing the problem.
Would you like a gun?
Yes.
That's the whole American system.
Would you like a gun?
Would you like a gun?
I reckon the yes. Americans could probably negotiate with Galaxy because they've got similar morals.
Yes, they really do.
They would like handing guns out to people.
Correct.
God, that's fucking, that's bad. Well, I'm sorry, if there's an American listening, oh, I'm we sure know you're not all like that, but it's funny because...
But a lot of you are.
Because it's funny.
Yes. You hand out guns like Galaxy's minions.
Yes.
Would you like a gun? Anyway, I said, what if the other clones weren't so helpful? They all seem so helpful, and I don't know why.
Yes.
What if no one saw the murder?
Yeah, I've also... So this is the thing about helpful, right?
Part of me wanted to make that sound like in Among Us.
Yes.
To have a report, to have a meeting.
A report, a meeting. A meeting is happening.
Sorry, guys, your ear holes.
How about this one? Because this is the thing about the clones. What if his clones weren't so nice, and what if they wanted to take control?
Mm.
Because... If they're clones of Galaxy,
if they're based off him, they're all going to be selfish like him.
Yeah.
Surely.
Why would they act so nicely to each other?
Yeah. Yeah. Galaxy out.
Yeah. His clones are...
Of him.
Yeah, his clones are completely the opposite personality to him.
They'd be fighting for
Maybe
rank.
He makes his clones that way. Maybe there's like a special thing that makes them all subversive to him.
Yeah.
Which makes them so nice to everyone else.
Perhaps.
But what if this is the thing, is that what if clones were a Galaxy. Bit like the robots in the Minstrels vs. Machines one, whereas... When they went to run after him, that they just took orders from anyone?
Mm.
And what if they turned around and went, nope.
Maybe they're just based on him appearance-wise, but they're blank slate.
Yeah, probably.
They're not personality
I feel
wise.
Like that's what it is.
Mm. So what if this movie was called Attack of the Naked Clones? What if they didn't get dressed? I love how there's a machine for... And then they're all getting dressed.
Yes. Oh, why not?
I don't know. I want nudity around. If I'm going to take over the world, I want to... I'm not looking at my own bits. Nude. No, well, not...
Be yourself.
I wouldn't be cloning. I wouldn't be cloning me.
Yeah, but that's the whole point.
Yeah, maybe I'd have like little Paul Rudds running around.
Oh, Jesus Christ, just naked Paul Rudds.
Good morning, Modesto.
You have to look like Derek.
Little Deedles. Lady Deedles. Okay. What if the code was entered via a boppet?
Yes. The Just Dance code.
So instead of Just Dance, if it was a boppet, he'd have no fucking chance.
No one fucking gets boppet.
No.
Twist
it. I don't know how many times. Flick it. It's just basically a toy for training men
it
how
really
to, play
is.
To please a woman.
I tell you.
That's why I'm not going to be good as a lesbian.
No.
Because I couldn't do the bopping.
I feel like if you're going to some kind of, you know, dating, you know, desperate and dateless ball, there should be a bopping at the front and everyone's bopping score should be up on a sheet.
Yeah, a bopping station.
Bopping station.
In the guys' goodie bags, they get a bopping.
Yeah.
And in the girls, they get a suck it.
They get... They get a whole bag of Chubba Chups.
They get like a sucky toy for themselves.
A sucky toy.
Mm.
Sucky, sucky.
Both make each person better.
They do.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I've got a couple here that I think I've got to do at the end because I've got they all make it through. Some make it through. No one makes it. I think that's the door thing.
Yeah. She only gets through. He throws her through, so she gets
that's
through.
That's right. They're running for the door.
Yes.
And I said, what if they all make it through?
Yep.
So it's Galaxy against all of them?
Yep.
Which is interesting.
Yes.
What if only some of them make it through? So what if it's her and Bob, her and Link, her and Cockroach?
Yeah.
Well, or I think if Bob and Cockroach.
If they all make it through, I think their plan would be just to escape.
Yes.
If one of them and her got it through, then definitely she'd be there trying to save the others. So the same scenario happens.
Yes.
But whether she doesn't make it through and the others make it through.
Yeah, whether that would make any...
Yeah.
What if none of them get through?
Yeah.
What if they're all trapped and she has to break her way out?
Yeah.
See, Galaxy probably gets away.
Mm.
That's the thing, is that he gets away if it doesn't happen this way.
So she uses little hovery things as her skateboards again. She's roller skates. She just loves to skate, this girl. She must be an 80s kid.
Yeah.
And she throws one through the window and smashes into his lair or his escape pod.
Yes.
And I said, where is it? So what if she killed him?
Yep.
What if he shut his mouth? He says that there's nothing else I can do, mm-hmm. Susan.
Mm-hmm.
And basically gives her the option of yes. doing what she can do.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, he tells her how to fix it essentially by saying,
"What are you going
to
do, Susan?"
Susan.
So I've got, what if Galaxa let them go?
Because
mm-hmm. he could.
Mm.
He doesn't really.
There's a bit where she tries to poke him in the eye.
Yes.
And he does the thing.
Yes.
I said, what if she just went for his middle eyes?
Yeah, should have.
Yeah.
What if she just did like.
Doink.
Yeah. Mm. Just. And then I said, what if Galaxa didn't have a cape?
Yep.
What if his uniform was designed by the Incredibles woman?
Yes.
No capes. No
capes. Capes are bad.
Capes are bad. You remember Cape Man? You remember Cape Canaveral? You remember Cape of Good Hope?
Oh, lovely. I'm going to give you a suit. No cape, though.
No cape.
No. Here, no cape. No cape here. Okay, so my next one is until they defeat.
Yep, so they defeated him.
Yep. They all land in the street right out the front of her house.
Yeah.
Everybody's waiting.
I know.
And you think they're going to get
attacked.
And
they scream, like, ah! And then those three girls mm-hmm. jump onto Link
yes.
and give him kisses.
Yes.
And I went, what if Link gets a foursome?
What if Link got an awesome foursome that night?
Fuck yeah. Because there's three girls in his arms and they're kissing him.
Yes, yep. Yeah, maybe they just love fish. Maybe they're all lesbians.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I wonder if that's the three friends from her bridesmaids' friends.
Yeah, they look like it.
They do look like the yeah. same three women.
I have to say they kind of did a copy-paste of, like, the friends in Treks because one looks like the ugly stepsister.
Yeah.
One's just like, turn on the television.
This was the era of animation where it was much easier just to make someone look like someone else.
Yes. Yeah. They basically got a guy's description and yeah. popped it into.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. I said, what if she killed Derek? She flicks him away. She
flicks him up and then she tells Bob to catch him, right, yep. basically?
Yeah, catch
and
him.
I said, what if Bob accidentally digests Derek?
I said that. What if he ate him?
Because that's how he eats things.
Yes, by digesting it. I wonder if he smells ham.
I smell ham.
I said, what if Bob jiggled a boob in his hand instead of his jelly girlfriend? Should I just
no? I you just don't leave need it? To.
No, okay.
You don't need to. No. I think they know what exactly is going on in this situation.
That's my go-to move to seducing David ever since seeing this movie.
Since 2009, guys.
Yep. I said, what if they just sprayed the giant snail with salt because they yes, go to France?
Escargentuan. Yeah, that's right. Escargentuan.
Yep.
So she gets to go to France.
Yes, she's going to France. And I said, and they go, they're talking about. No, like they say something about Derek.
Yes.
What? He goes, I'm not, you know, I broke up with Derek. What? Mm-hmm. And I said, what if Derek was cheating on both Bob and Susan?
I know.
With, I don't know.
I don't think anyone deserves a chance with Derek.
No, no one. Well, no one wants a chance with Derek.
That's too timing.
Yep. I'm not a fan of Paul Rudd in this movie. Not five stars.
Yeah. Negative 5 stars.
Negative 5 stars.
Paul Rudd.
Empty 5 stars.
Look, you know what? He's a good actor because he can play a bad guy.
That's correct. He does. He does a great bad guy.
He does a pretty good. He does he's a not great, really bad. He's just a douche.
He's just an asshole, dickhead.
Yeah.
Moron.
Really is.
Yep. Selfish. Just yep. a man.
And you know how I know he's gay? Because he got swallowed by Bob.
I thought it's because he wants to go to Fresno. You know I know you're gay.
Because you want to go to Fresno.
You were inside Bob earlier.
He was.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that was Monsters vs. Aliens.
It was.
That got dirty.
That got real dirty. I feel like
I need to have a wash, a shower after this episode.
I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah. What movie are we doing next week for the first week of May, David? May the force be in your favor.
No, see, I thought about a Star Wars one, and then I was like, no, I don't want to do Star Wars.
No.
Because there's two reasons not to do Star Wars. One, because they're really, really fucking long. And the other one is because I know you don't really like them. So I'm not going to make you watch Star Wars. I was thinking of doing a movie that came out in 1980.
Right.
So I have a lot of choices.
Because May is our birthday month.
May is our birthday month, and I was born in 1980. So I was going to do one from the year that I was born.
Because this is May 6th anyway, next week. So it's not May 4th.
No, I know that. But
May 6th.
I thought about it, right?
Yes.
And so I have a lot of options.
Yes. Options, Quask.
And I'm not sure. I'm going to maybe say a few options here, and then you can kind of say, I can get your reactions, and then I can make my decision. Ready?
Yes.
One of them is Flying High / Airplane.
I can't believe we haven't done that already. Yep.
Okay. That one is right up there in what I'm thinking could be.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was, I'm just going through this list, sorry. Just a pad for me for a sec.
Da 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 da.
The Gods Must Be Crazy.
That's a old movie and that's lengthy. We'll have to see if we could get it. That's hard to find.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was another one. Oh, there's Stir Crazy, which is Richard Pryor and...
Gene Wilder. Yeah. That just makes me want Chinese food, Stir Crazy.
Yeah, Stir Fry
There's
crazy.
A restaurant, yeah.
There's Cheech and Chong's next movie.
Oh, God.
I'm going to do that one.
We do owe them.
Yeah, we do owe them.
I do owe them.
Anyone
else watch Cheech and Chong as a kid, or it was just my malinformed childhood?
What's that?
So did anyone else out there watch Cheech and Chong as a kid, or is it just my terrible childhood?
Hmm. The another one is a movie called The Nude Bomb, right?
Yeah.
But it's actually a Maxwell Smart, you know.
Have you seen it before?
Get Smart. Yes, I've seen it before.
It'd be a first watch for me.
Yeah. It is.
So that means I'm fucked.
It's like a long time after. So it's him a long time after he was whatever.
Yeah.
And it's basically like the last thing that ever did with
Maxwell
Smart.
You just tell me what we're picking and we pick it. You pick it.
I don't know
why we're breaking from the tradition.
I don't know, because I wanted your idea of which one you thought was good. I think by your reaction, we're going to do what we've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a spoof comedy movie. We're going to do Airplane/Flying High.
Have we not done a spoof yet? I thought we did a spoof.
What did we do?
I don't know, but I thought we'd done one. All right, well, we haven't done a spoof.
We're doing this one.
All right.
We did Blazing Saddles.
Yes, there you go.
But this one's another, we're doing this one.
All right, cool.
Because it came out in 1980.
Cool. Flying Up High.
And it's one of my favourite movies from as a kid.
I'm locking it in and I'm writing it down and I'm ready to go.
So my next choice after this one is going to be the controversial one.
Oh, okay.
So let's see what happens there. But
Let's see if it's affected by my choice, because I now know what I want for the following week.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Is it one of those movies?
No.
Okay, good.
No, definitely not any of those. One that I have the same opinion that we really should have done this earlier.
Okay.
Because this is like one of our staples growing up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. We will talk to you next week.
Good boy. Yes. You got better. I was waiting for him to fuck that up, though.
We did it right.
Thanks for listening, and what he said. Bye.
Bye.